5 of the 7 hits that are coming in today were doubles.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Welcome here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on this hazy Sunday evening and the final game of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 5:35 first pitch here on this Sunday night. Daytona looking to earn a series split. Yesterday, essentially a doubleheader, had to finish the suspended game from Friday and then play a seven-inning nightcap. Daytona winning the opener 4-1. Jay Allen and Jack Rogers back-to-back home runs in the bottom of the eighth inning as Luis May picked up a three-inning save in game two. Lakeland is scoring three runs in the top of the seventh inning to break a two-all tie. And they ended up hanging on to win that one by a final of 5-3. Daytona has still yet to win back-to-back games in the second half, have yet to win a series in the second half, but can earn their second split since the break. Here tonight, it'll be the right-hander Julian Aguiar, tied for the league lead in wins with seven. He will get the ball tonight for Daytona. Has a 3.51 ERA. Lakeland will counter with the left-hander Carlos Pena, 4-3 with a 3.59 ERA. We'll take a break when we come back. Last week, while we were in St. Lucie, had a chance to sit down with right-hander Shane Gustafson. He'll be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch Daytona and Lakeland for the final time in 2022 coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest arms in Daytona's bullpen. That is the winning pitcher from Thursday night, the right-hander Shane Gustafson. Shane, it's been a crazy 24-plus hours for you. What's this experience been like for you since you got on the plane from Arizona here to Florida?
Oh, it's been an interesting one. Last night I was pitching off of maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep. You know, Wednesday found out while I got to the complex that I was going, moving up to Daytona, and like, hey, you're on the flight out of here 11, 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, great, glad to get moved up. Me and a couple of guys get on the plane, and we fly into Georgia, and I didn't get any sleep. 3 hour flight, I just put on a movie and just watched the entire movie. As soon as I knew it, we were landing in Georgia. Right from there, just had about an hour layover in Georgia to get on a plane to get here, and got about 30-40 minutes of sleep on that plane, and then got about 30-40 minutes of sleep on the car ride over to where we port, St. Lucie.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a solid hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep, and then I was, you know, a couple of guys are telling me, like, hey, you got the red eye, you don't know what's, we probably not going to pitch tonight, you know, to get you rest one. I'm like, all right, cool. And first thing I hear from Todd, our pitching coach, like, hey, you're hot tonight. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But I'm more than excited to pitch last night and happy to be here.
What was it like for you coming into that ball game with such little sleep and such a tight game and being able to pitch the way you did, 3 2/3 shutout innings, came into an inning with a man on base, stranded a man aboard? How do you feel you performed considering all the circumstances leading up to last night?
Well, it's still baseball. You still got to go out there and pitch. And I, you know, even with what happened outside of the field, you know, your name gets called, you got to be ready to do your job. And I felt like I did what I had to help the team win.
How much fun was that for you going out there last night? First opportunity in full season baseball playing in the Mets spring training complex, go out there and pitch the way you did, coming away with a victory in your debut and overall a great team victory.
Honestly, it feels amazing. This is a great complex to be at. I know we're on the road, and I can't wait to see what we got in Daytona, but the guys and the support I've had here and on our team and from the coaches here has been absolutely amazing. I love pitching here.
What was it like for you getting that word in Arizona that you were getting called up? Who was the first phone calls you made when you found out you were moving up a level, and what was that experience like for you getting your first call up?
It was kind of interesting how it went down in Arizona, because the manager there, Julio, he's a great coach, kind of comes up to me in the training room while I'm rolling out. He goes, hey, it's been great having you here. I'm like, thanks. And he goes, you're going to Daytona. And he said it softly, and I barely heard him. So once he left, I actually started asking the other guys, like, did he say I'm leaving? And everybody was like, yeah, congratulations. Like, oh. Okay, and so I talked to a couple of guys that was in the training room. One of the guys, Brandon, who helps out with all the operations there. I called my dad. They're coming back from Aruba on some trip with my little brother. So I caught them right before they got on a plane or while they're, you know, doing whatever. And then I called my best buddy, who it was his birthday that day on Wednesday, and he was out at lunch with his family and with his grandparents. Like, you better answer this right now. You're going to hear this. So it was just a surreal experience, and I just absolutely loved it.
Off to a fantastic start here in your affiliated career.
signed by the Reds back in June out of the MLB partner Pioneer League. We're playing for the Great Falls Voyagers. What was that experience like, getting a chance to pitch out there in the the Pacific Northwest out there in the big country? And then also, what was it like getting that phone call from the Reds, finding out that they were interested in you and they were going to sign you to a contract?
Well, pitching for the Great Falls Voyagers under Tommy Thompson and Branch Close, they're both great guys. You know, they knew what they were talking about. They have a great idea of what baseball should be and how it should be played. And it's just great to be around, you know, a whole bunch of this last year, it was a whole bunch of college guys and a couple guys that got let go from affiliate ball, like they still wanted to play. So it's just like the atmosphere was absolutely amazing being in Montana, being in Great Falls with those guys. And actually the day I got the call, it was on our off day on a Monday. And it was so weird because I was at our complex, just got my throwing done because I was supposed to be pitching the next day. And we were playing, God, I can't remember who we were supposed to be playing. But I get a call from the manager, Tommy. He goes, "Hey, are you at the facility? I want to talk to you in my office." I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So meet him there. He gets there from lunch. He goes, "Hey, so you're getting signed by the Reds." I'm like, "Oh, sweet. I didn't know this." he goes, "Yeah, I've been on the phone with them. Scott's already, Scott, our GM, he was getting getting the paperwork and everything filled out." I'm like, "Yeah, all you gotta do is wait for a call." Like, that was probably, 11 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't get a call from one of the guys from the Reds until, 6 o'clock at night, and all my manager told me, he's like, "Yeah, just go home, start packing, just wait for the call." So I'm all packed, ready to go, and I'm just sitting on the couch just waiting for this call, talking to my host family. I'm like, "Is this a real thing? Is this going to happen?" But other than that, it was all good. After I got the call, and it was confirmed, got the flight, got out here, the day after, and it's all good. Just enjoying the time that I've been here. Absolutely thankful for the fact I got to be a Red and get to be out here.
How relieved were you when you finally got that phone call from the Reds, and how excited were you after that long hiatus?
Oh, my God. It was like those episodes, on Netflix and whatnot, like the ones that leave you on a cliffhanger. It's like, okay, you know what's going to happen, but when is it going to happen? And so it's just like when it finally got the call and everything, I was talking to some people and all right, here's your flight. And it finally became real. I didn't sleep on that flight either. I just, got on the plane and started heading out here. I absolutely enjoyed every second of it and being in Arizona.
A lot of positive energy brewing there. Speaking of all the different places you've pitched in, a lot of different climates. Obviously, the weather in Montana is a little bit different than what you had to deal with in Arizona, which is a lot different than what you had to deal with last night here in Florida. How have you found ways to adapt to the changing weather patterns you've had to deal with this year as a pitcher?
I mean, In college, I was in Reno, and, it's snowing in the morning, and you're shoveling snow off the field to get ready for a game, and your hands are freezing to pitching in Montana where it could be raining, and, there's gnats, millions of gnats all over the field, to being in Florida and can't grip a ball because of how much sweat is on your hand. So just learning to adapt is something I'm going to do over these next couple of weeks, how to use the rosin the right way, how to keep my arm, dry and keep that grip on the ball so I can benefit the team the best that I can.
One final question for you, Shane. Saw a lot of people so excited for you on social media over the course of the last 24 plus hours, and learned through that your nickname is Goose. So where did the nickname Goose come from, and how have you carried that throughout your baseball career? Where did that originate?
Actually, it's kind of funny because it's not related to Top Gun at all. I did dress up for Halloween one year as Goose from Top Gun, and I thought it was amazing. But my older brother actually got the nickname Goose in high school, and I was always Gus in high school. And I was fine with it because I didn't want to have the same nickname as my brother in high school. I didn't need people saying the same thing. It was all good. And my little brother, he was Little Goose or Little Gus at that time too. So we all had our own personalities out of high school and whatnot. Then junior college came around. I was pitching for Folsom Lake City College under Rich Gregory, another great guy, really smart guy with baseball. First day, you're doing roll call. He goes, "Shane Gustafson." I'm like,
"I'll take a Coke."
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to the Jack. Ready for baseball on this Sunday. Julian Aguiar about ready to start his warm-ups on the mound. And as he does that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, Christian Santana will lead off. He is the shortstop. Peyton Graham is at third base tonight, batting second. Manuel Sequeira, second baseman in the three spot. Roberto Campos cleans up in center. Justice Bigby will be the DH in the five hole. Eduardo Valencia gets the start at first. He'll bat sixth. Austin Schultz in right field in the seventh spot. Manuel Garcia behind the plate hits eighth. And Iverson Leonardo will bat ninth. In left field, Austin Callahan will lead off. He is the third baseman. Johnny Ascanio bat second at second base. Jack Rogers, the three-hitter in right field. Yasiel Pino will clean up at first. Edwin Arroyo starts in the five spot. He is the shortstop. Hayden Jones behind the plate hits sixth. Fidel Castro will bat seventh in center field. Wilfred Astudillo, the DH in the eight hole. And Wendell Marrero will bat ninth in left. Julian Aguiar getting the start for Daytona here this afternoon. His 21st appearance, his 13th start. 7-7, a 3.51 ERA, 71 hits in 74 and a third innings, 19 walks, and 83 strikeouts coming into play today. Last pitched against the Mets last Sunday, took the loss. Gave up just one earned run. Actually lost both games last week against the Mets. One out of the bullpen, one as a starter, pitched seven innings, gave up just one earned run out of the six total allowed. Santana to lead things off. Aguiar ready, Santana ready. The windup, our first pitch of the ball game, is up and in for ball one, and we're underway at 5:36 Eastern time. Santana did not play in game two yesterday as he takes a breaking ball strike from Julian. It is 1-1. Santana hitting at 208 in 61 games. 8 doubles, 6 homers, 16 RBIs. Aguiar straddles the mound. Both heels on the rubber. The 1-1. And that fastball on the outside half. It's 1-2. Umpiring crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Nelson Fraley. Garrett Griffin is on the bases. The 1-2 from Aguiar, and Santana, a little broken bat flare, third baseline. Hayden Jones out of his crouch makes the running grab in foul territory on the green shaded turf. One up, one down here in the top of the first inning. brings up Peyton Graham at his first career extra base hit and RBI in Lakeland's win last night. Came in that three-run seventh inning. Graham 5-for-21 in his first six career games with a double and that RBI. And he takes a fastball strike. It's 0-1. Graham, Tigers' second-round pick this year out of Oklahoma. 3-for-14 in this series. Has walked five times. Righty batter. Slight bend in his knees. The 0-1. And Aguiar spins a strike at 84. It's 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Julian. Left to right in the outfield, Wendell Marrero, Fidel Castro, and Jack Rogers. The 0-2 pitch. And Graham thought about it. Did he go? No. Says the base umpire, Griffin. It's a ball and two strikes. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Edwin Arroyo, Johnny Ascanio, and Yasiel Pino. With Hayden Jones doing the catching behind the plate. A 1-2 pitch. And that one slides in there. Strike three called. Got him on the snapdragon. First strikeout tonight for Aguiar. Two up, two down. Here to start the first inning. Brings up Manuel Sequeira. He also doubled in that three-run seventh inning yesterday. Hitting at 229, this is 96th game. 42 extra base hits, that leads the league. And the first pitch fastball outside for ball one. Sequeira, 16 home runs on the year and 50 RBIs. 1-0, and Sequeira lines that one towards the Daytona bullpen, a foul ball. It is 1-1. Sequeira, second in the league in home runs, fourth in total bases. Enters play today, fifth in RBIs, and tied for fifth in hits, also leads the league in doubles with 25. Julian's 1-1, and Sequeira off balance, fouls it straight back. It's 1-2. Sun shining here in Daytona today. Blue skies up above, some clouds hanging up along the third baseline, high up in the stratosphere, very thin and wide. 86 degrees right now in Daytona. The 1-2 pitch. Ooh, and it hit him. Sequeira didn't read that ball well at all. He tried backing out of the way and sort of stared at it as it came across his chest and grabbed a piece of that Navy jersey. Eric Flores has had a busy series for Lakeland. Comes out of the dugout to take a look, and Sequeira a brief conversation and sends him back to where he came. So Sequeira hit on a two-strike pitch, and the inning stays alive for Roberto Campos. Campos in game two last night, 0-for-3, with a walk, hitting at 248. This is 93rd game, 30 extra base hits, and the first pitch is a little tapper up the first baseline, 0-1. Campos, 30 extra base hits, 5 homers, 42 RBIs. Enters play today, tied for second in the league in doubles. Just behind his teammate Sequeira with 21. Manuel leads off first, the 0-1. And Campos thought about it, takes a breaking ball strike. It's 0-2. As we said, 86 degrees in Daytona, 91 is the real feel. 13-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the north-northeast. American flag out at center, blowing straight in towards us. The 0-2. And Campos can't lay off outside. Strike three. Got him on the curveball. Second strikeout of the inning for Aguiar. And he works around the two out. Hit by pitch. No runs, no hits. One left at the end of a half an inning. It is Daytona, or rather Lakeland nothing, and Daytona coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime. At the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Carlos Pena getting the start for Lakeland tonight. Left-hander, this is the Daytona lineup he'll face. Callahan, Escanio, and Rogers at top third. Pino, Arroyo, and Jones, the heart of the order, with Castro, Astudillo, and Marrero rounding out the nine. Pena ready, Callahan ready. The lefty's first pitch of the ball game is a fastball strike. At 88, it is 0-1. Pena, standing at 5'11", 160 pounds, will turn 24 next month from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. The 0-1, and Callahan fouls it right off the window of my booth and back down onto the field to play. It's 0-2. Callahan hitless in game two yesterday, hitting at 305 in 37 games, 11 doubles, 5 homers, 17 batted in the 0-2, and Callahan swings through the slider for strike three. Three pitches, three strikes, and a punch out for Pena to start his night. One away for the switch-hitting infielder, Johnny Escanio. Did not play in game two yesterday. Escanio, 2-4-11 to start his Daytona career with an RBI and a couple of walks. Pena kicks and fires, and Escanio a ground ball to third. Fielded to his left by Graham. A couple of crow hops throw to first in time. Two out. Now it is Jack Rogers, has reached base in every game in this series, hitting 274, 23 extra base hits, 5 homers, 25 RBIs. Numbers for Pena this year, making his 19th appearance and 15th start, 4-3, a 3.59 ERA. Pena's first pitch, and Rogers takes a slider strike. It is 0-1. Pena, 60 hits allowed in 80 in a third innings, 31 walks and 92 strikeouts. 206 opponent average is 0-1. And Jack takes inside, maybe a little high. It is 1-1. Pena pitching for the first time since last Sunday against the Blue Jays, the 1-1. And Rogers can't get around on 91. It's 1-2. Pena picked up the win. Just one unearned run on two hits in six innings. Did hit a couple guys, walked one, struck out four, threw a season-high 92 pitches. The 1-2 pitch to Rogers, and he lays off the Snapdragon outside. It's 2-2. Defensive alignment behind Pena, left to right in the outfield. Iverson, Leonardo, Roberto Campos, and Austin Schultz. Third to first around the infield, Peyton Graham, Christian Santana, Manuel Sequeira, and Eduardo Valencia. Manuel Garcia, the catcher behind the plate. Pena's 2-2 to Rogers. And Jack swings over the top for strike three. Ball gets away from Garcia behind the plate. Jack hustling, but Garcia's throw beats him by a step and a half to end the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Daytona goes in order on nine pitches at the end of one. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented presented by Marco's Pizza. With all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy, Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual summer reading night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Justice Bigby, Eduardo Valencia, Austin Schultz, the 3-2 up for Lakeland here in the top of the second inning in this scoreless game. Justice Bigby had a big game too last night. He'll lead off. And the first pitch he sees today, fastball at 95. Chest high and 0-1. Bigby, game two last night, was 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored. The 0-1. And Bigby, a sharp ground ball through the hole between third and short for a base hit. First hit of the game belongs to Justice Bigby and the Flying Tigers. They have one on and nobody out for Eduardo Valencia. Bigby was the one who hit the ball last night over Jay Allen's head in right center in game two. Allen would leave the game two batters later. Did speak to Jay last night, says he's feeling all right. And hopefully we'll be back in the lineup on Tuesday. Eduardo Valencia will bat. Did not play yesterday. And he waves over the top of an off-speed pitch. It's 0-1. Valencia hitting at 243. 7 doubles, 4 homers, 20 RBIs. A 706 OPS. Righty's 0-1. And Valencia takes outside. It is one ball and one strike. Daytona today wearing the home whites. Tortugas arched across the chest in green. Green numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Green and blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. The 1-1 pitch outside and low. Backhanded by Jones. It's 2-1. White pants for Aguiar all the way down to his ankles. White and black Nike cleats. Powder blue cap, powder blue bill. White block, D logo on the front. The 2-1. And Valencia double play, ground ball to short. Arroyo fields to his left, steps on second, throw to first, double play. 6-3 twin killing, Taylor made for the 18-year-old shortstop. One down, or rather two down. In the top of the second inning, leadoff single erased, brings up Austin Schultz. Schultz hitting at 224 in Lakeland. 9 extra base hits, 2 homers, 20 RBIs. Aguiar winds his first pitch outside for ball one. Schultz has had an interesting series at a 2-run homer on Tuesday. Is just 1-for-10 in this series, but has 4 RBIs. 1-0, and Schultz fouls it off the catcher Jones. It's 1-1. Schultz, in game two last night, was held hitless but had 2 RBIs on a ground out and a sacrifice fly. In addition to that 2-run home run to start the series, the 1-1. And he takes outside 2-1. Final meeting between these two teams this year. Lakeland will head back home after this series. That outside 3-1. They'll take on the St. Lucie Mets, first half champions in the East, while the Clearwater Threshers, who just hosted the St. Lucie Mets, will travel here to the East Coast to take on Daytona, the 3-1 outside ball 4. First walk allowed by Aguiar tonight. Lakeland has a 2-out base runner, brings up the catcher Manuel Garcia. Second start in the series for Manuel. Started the suspended game on Friday, was hitless. 1-for-9. This is his fourth game with Lakeland. Has 2 RBIs and 3 walks. Righty sets above the belt the first pitch. And Garcia takes low at 95. It is 1-0. Aguiar been pitching extremely well since the middle of June. Since June the 10th over his last 10 outings, a 4-2 record, a 2.65 ERA. 1-0. And Garcia takes the fastball outside for ball two. Aguiar just 7 walks, 40 strikeouts in his last 37 and a third innings coming into tonight. Ball in Julian's right arm. Stationary at his side as he gets the sign, the 2-0. And Garcia looks at a fastball strike. It's 2-1. Garcia acquired by the Tigers back in May from the Diamondbacks. Joined Lakeland last week while they were in Dunedin. Hitting 235 overall this year between Lakeland and the FCL. The 2-1. And that slider low for ball three. Iverson, Leonardo, left fielder waiting on deck. The lift, the 3-1, and Garcia, Tapper back to the mound. Easy play, barehanded by Aguiar in front of the hill, and the former high school infielder makes the easy play on the first to end the inning. No runs, 1 hit, 1 left. At the end of 1.5, still a scoreless game on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Yasiel Pino, Edwin Arroyo, Hayden Jones. 3 due up for Daytona in the bottom of the second. Carlos Pena needed just 9 pitches to get through the first. First toss to Pino out in front of the off-speed. It's 0-1. Pino did not play in game 2 yesterday. Had 2 hits in the Friday game, including a home run. And he takes low. It's 1-1. Pino in Daytona hitting at 200. 7 extra base hits, 2 homers, 10 RBIs. This is his 33rd game. Joined the team right before the first Lakeland series in June as the 1-1 is ripped out into right center field. Long run back into his right for Schultz. He won't get there. It's over his head. Will bounce to the Daytona State College side. Pino around second. He's on his way to third. Sakara's throw not in time. It's a triple for Yasiel Pino, his second of the year. And Daytona has a man at third and nobody out. 100 miles an hour, 349 feet.
Now batting the shortstop, number 15, Edwin Arroyo.
Brings up Edwin Arroyo. As Lakeland brings the infield in. Arroyo, switch hitter from the right-hand side. Open stance. Had a couple of hits in the Friday game, including a double and a triple. Fouls the first pitch off the catcher, Garcia. It's 0-1, Arroyo. 4-4-29 in Daytona. This is ninth game. Three extra base hits, two RBIs. Hitting 303 in this level this year. 42 extra base hits, 13 homers, 69 RBIs between here and Modesto in the Mariners system as Garcia smothers a breaking ball down and in. It is 1-1. Arroyo, born and raised in Puerto Rico, attended the Arecibo Baseball Academy for attending Central Point Christian Academy in Kissimmee for his final year of high school. As he takes high, it's 2-1. Was a Florida State commit before being drafted in the second round by the Mariners last year. The 2-1 from Pena, and Arroyo takes high for ball three. Lakeland tonight wearing the navy alternate jerseys, Flying Tigers in white script lettering across the chest. White stencil numerals on the back. Gray pants all the way down to his kneecaps. Tall navy socks from his cleats. The 3-1, and Arroyo, a little dribbler up the third baseline. Pena's going to let it roll, and finally snared in foul ground by an inch or two by the shortstop, Santana. It is a full count on Arroyo. Black and white cleats for Pena tonight. Navy cap, navy bill. Winged Screaming Tiger logo on the front. Arroyo picked up his first two Daytona RBIs in his debut in St. Lucie. Was that go-ahead two-run double in the seventh inning. The payoff pitch from Pena, and Arroyo fouls it into the glove of Garcia for strike three. Third strikeout tonight for Pena, number 95 on the year. One out. Runner stays at third for Hayden Jones. And the game tying two-run single in the sixth inning last night before Lakeland scored three in the seventh. Jones now at 258 for the season, 20 extra base hits, tied for the team lead. Eight homers and 29 RBIs. Pena lifts his leg, a little hesitation, and Jones, a ground ball back up the middle, fielded by the pitcher Pena. Now they got Pino in a rundown, and the throw to third is in time as he tries to slide in head first. Was a soft ground ball. And Pino thought that one was going to get back up the middle like the Jones single he had in the sixth inning last night. But Pena able to glove it and get Pino in a uncomfortable spot. A 1-2-5 fielder's choice. So a man at first and two out. As the leadoff triple erased, and Castro gets under one in the infield. Right-hand side, Valencia calling off the second baseman, and right behind him was the second baseman, Zakara, as Valencia makes the catch to end the inning. So Daytona gets a leadoff triple, but a base-running mistake prevents them from taking the lead at the end of two. No score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Two new up for Lakeland in the top of the third, top of the 6 o'clock hour. Iverson Leonardo to lead off. And he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. 9-1 and 2 new up for Lakeland in this scoreless game. Both teams of the base sit. The 0-1. And Leonardo takes down and in. It is 1-1. Leonardo picked up his first single A base hit in game one yesterday. He is 1-for-6 in his first two games with a walk. Lefty batter open stance, and this a check swing ground ball to the third base dugout. Wasn't what he was trying to do. It's 1-2. Leonardo added to the roster earlier in this series from the FCL. 248 average between Lakeland and the Complex League as he takes high for ball two. 5 homers, 17 RBIs between his two stops. Aguiar's 2-2 pitch up and away for ball three. Righty plays the ball in his mitt. Now the payoff pitch. And Leonardo, two-hopper towards the Lakeland dugout, remains full. Second start for Aguiar against Lakeland this year. No decision against them back on June the 17th. Gave up 4 runs, 3 earned in 4 innings. The payoff pitch is up in the zone. Strike 3 call. Leonardo, I don't know if he was running because he thought he had ball 4. He was running because he knew he was struck out. Either way, he sprinted back to the first base dugout. Third strikeout tonight for Julian. One away in the inning. Brings up Christian Santana. Fouled out to the catcher his first time, 0-for-1. And the first pitch he sees today, a fastball strike. It's 0-1. Santana, the Tigers' number 15 prospect, according to Baseball America, ranked as high as number 3 by MLB Pipeline. And he takes another heater for a called strike, too. Santana, 7-game on base streak entering tonight. 3-for-11 with 8 walks and a home run in this series. Aguiar's 0-2, and he got him swinging. Off speed, up and away at 79. Fourth punch out for Julian. He's struck out the first two batters in the third. Brings up the third baseman, Peyton Graham. Graham got the start at third base the other night when Danny Cerretti left with an injury. Ended up moving over to shortstop when Edinso Reyes came in the game. And he looks at a strike. It's 0-1. Graham, Tigers, number 6 prospect, according to Baseball America, the 0-1. And this one hammered off the awning of the grandstand first baseline and rolls to second base. It is 0-2. Aguiar looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. He's given up 2 out, 3 passes in each of the first 2 innings. A deep breath. Here's his 0-2 offering. And Graham, a ground ball back up the middle. Backhanded by Ascanio behind second. Low throw backhanded by Pino. And Aguiar has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Ball hit well, but Ascanio, excellent defensive second baseman, able to make the play. Side retired on 13 pitches after 2.5, no score.
Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Wilfred Astudillo, Wendell Marrero, Austin Callahan, 8-9-1. Due up for Daytona in the bottom of the third inning against Carlos Pena. And Astudillo swings the first pitch and drives it out to right. Schultz back into his left, spins around and makes the catch going towards the right field line for the first out of the third inning. One pitch, one out for Pena in the third, brings up Wendell Marrero. Did not play in game two yesterday. Wendell 8-4, his first 37 back in Daytona. This is 13th game, a double and three RBIs. American flag out in center, still blowing in. The lefty's first pitch, and Marrero takes a knee-high strike. It's 0-1. Wendell 3-for-7 in this series with a couple of RBIs. The 0-1, and this one chopped off the plate towards the first base coach's box, barehanded by Cody White. It is 0-2. The lefty's 0-2 pitch struck him out. Slider tailing away. That is strikeout number four tonight for Pena. Four away from the 100 strikeout plateau for the season. Two away in the inning for Austin Callahan. Struck out swinging his first time. He is 0-for-1, been hitless the last two games after a seven-game hitting streak to start after the All-Star break. He takes up and in for ball one. Callahan been scalding hot as of late since June the 18th, hitting .327 with a .977 OPS, 5-for-19 in this series with a couple of home runs. The lefty's 1-0, and Callahan drives one out to center field, over and to his left on the move, Campos, and he makes the running catch right in front of the warning track and the Daytona Beach News Journal signage. Callahan gave it a ride. The wind blowing in probably didn't help, but Campos, a nice running play to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the third. Pena needed just six pitches to do it. At the end of three, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month,
during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Daytona and Lakeland are scoreless. Fans need to get your group to their big event, then ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Manuel Sequeira to lead off, and he lines the first pitch down the left field line, fair or foul, fair, off the warning track and off the fence. On his way to second, Marrero fires in towards third. Manuel Sequeira with yet another two-base hit. His league-leading 26th of the year. He's on base for the second time tonight. And Lakeland has a man in scoring position, one pitch into the inning. But Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Roberto Campos will step in, made the nice running catch to retire Callahan to end at the bottom of the third. And Aguiar's first pitch is taken low for ball one. Campos signed out of Cuba. Just 19 years old. Tigers number 10 prospect. Righty looks towards second base, the 1-0. And Campos takes a breaking ball strike. Outside corner, it's 1-1. Campos originally signed for the largest bonus Detroit ever gave a international prospect, signed for just under $3 million. The 1-1. And that one across at 94. It's 1-2. Campos defected from Cuba at the age of 16, trained in the Dominican for showcasing himself for major league clubs. The 1-2 pitch, and Campos flies one out to left. Coming on Wendell, he will reach out into the sky and make the backhanded catch for the first out of the fourth inning. Runner stays put at second base, brings up Justice Bigby. Bigby lined a single to left, was erased on a double play back in the second inning. Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout. Interesting. After the fly ball to left off the bat of Campos. No action in Daytona's bullpen. Aguiar one pitch shy of 50 today, going over strategy for Big B, who has been a thorn in Daytona's side at times this series, been hot and cold at a 6 RBI game in their 12-1 win on Tuesday night. 5 for 22 in the series after his second inning single. But a beautiful Sunday for baseball here in Daytona. Sun shining much better after the previous 2 days. Suspended before the bottom of the fourth on Friday due to lightning and rain. Yesterday, just overcast skies. Did deal with some rain in the middle of game two, but nothing that ever caused the game to come to a halt. Roddy looks towards second. His first pitch to Bigby. At the knees, a strike. And the count 0-1. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here in this fourth inning. Let you know what's going on across the league. That's the only game still in progress. Sequeira off of second, the 0-1. And Bigby takes a fastball strike at 94. It's 0-2. Jupiter and Fort Myers had their game completed in the eighth inning due to rain. Jupiter coming away with a 9-4 victory. E.D. Capay, a 3 RBI night. The 0-2. And Bigby, a ground ball right side. Past the diving glove of Ascanio into right field, a base hit. Here comes Sequeira to the plate. The throw by Rogers. Unable to be handled by Jones. Trickles behind him. Breaking towards second is Bigby. He'll be there safely. RBI base hit for Justice Bigby, his 39th RBI of the year. And Lakeland takes a 1-0 fourth inning lead. Scanio, great effort to his left, just out of his outstretched mitt. Will be a throwing error on Rogers that allows the runner to advance to second. And so Bigby and Sequeira swap spots. Man still at second with one out. Eduardo Valencia grounded into a double play back in the second inning. And he takes down and away for ball one. Jupiter coming away with the win. Scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning before the game was halted due to rain and never continued. Julian's 1-0. And that one up above the letters. Two balls and no strikes. Clearwater, before they head over to Daytona on Tuesday, falling it to the St. Lucie Mets 8-2. Carlos Dominguez, a three-run homer for St. Lucie, his team and league-leading 19th of the year. As Valencia fouls it off the legs of the catcher Jones, it's 2-1. Cade Fergus, two-run home run for the Threshers, his second of the year. Mets now 21 games over 500 at 64-43, 2-1. And Valencia hammers one down the line, but foul. Out beyond the Tortuga bullpen, it's even at 2-2. Had a historic day in Dunedin as the Blue Jays not only shut out the Tampa Tarpons, but no hit. The Tampa Tarpons, a 5-0 victory. Four different pitchers combining on the no-hitter. They walked three and also hit a batter. The 2-2 pitch, and Valencia gets jammed on the ground at first. Gobbled up by Pino, will take it to the bag himself for the second out as Bigby moves up to third base. So he's there with two out. Brings up the right fielder, Austin Schultz. But for Dunedin, they had Kendry Rojas, Cooper Benson, Sam Ryan, and Ian Churchill combine on the no-hitter today against the Tarpons. And I want to say that is Dunedin's second no-hitter of the year. Zagiar's first pitch to Schultz popped high in the air to center. Over and to his left is the center fielder. That is not Fidel Castro. That is Justin Boyd, who has come into the game in center field. Didn't see anything happen to Fidel. But Boyd makes the play to end the inning. But Lakeland takes the lead, a run on two hits and an error at the end of 3.5. 1-0 Tigers on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Johnny Ascanio to lead off for Daytona, bottom of the fourth inning. Lakeland a 1-0 lead, and Johnny, the switch hitter, takes inside and low for ball one. Ascanio grounded out to third in the first inning, the 1-0. And he takes a called strike. It's 1-1 action in Daytona's left field bullpen. That is Yomil Masonet. Aguiar at 58 pitches through 4 innings. Tortugas have been especially careful with Aguiar since the All-Star break. As Ascanio takes high 2-1, I'd even say slightly before then, I'd say the week before the All-Star break when we were in Tampa. Started monitoring it, Julian's inning count a little bit more. 2-1, and Ascanio can't wait back on the changeup. It's 2-2. Aguiar has been solid in Daytona's rotation all season long. One of the strong points for this club, the 2-2, and Ascanio a flare right field. That one's going to dunk in for a base hit. Schultz will field it off the turf and fire in. Ascanio his first hit of the night. And Daytona has put the leadoff man on here in the fourth for the right fielder, Jack Rogers. Rogers struck out his first time 0-1. Talking about the out-of-town scoreboard. Here in this inning, I mentioned the Dunedin Blue Jays, a combined no-hitter today against the Tarpons as Rogers flips one over the leaping glove of the third baseman, Graham, in a left field for a hit. Stopping at second, Ascanio. Neither of the base hits this inning hit particularly hard, but they have both resulted in knocks, and Daytona has two on and nobody out. Brings up Yasiel Pino. Pino, RBI triple into the right center field gap, or actually just a triple, was stranded at third in that second inning. Pino has obliterated the Flying Tigers this year. We shall explain. Pena looks towards second, the first pitch, and Pino takes in the dirt ball, kicks to the right of Garcia, way up the line, and everyone's going to move up. Pena never covered home, and Ascanio took a wide turn at third before Pena finally realized and turned on the jets towards the plate. A wild pitch, and Daytona with second and third and nobody out, trailing by a run. But Pino, after that triple in the second inning, 10-for-26 against Lakeland pitching this year. With 5 extra base hits, 2 doubles, a triple, 2 homers, and 7 RBIs. 1-0. And that at the knees, it's 1-1. 7 of Pino's 10 RBIs have been against them. And 10 of his 11, or rather 21 hits in Daytona have been against the Flying Tigers as well. Infield in all around for Lakeland. The 1-1. And Pino takes another strike at the bottom of the zone, 1-2. We talked about this a little bit last night. Daytona has struggled mightily all season long with runners in scoring position. Pena kicks the 1-2. And Pino takes down and in. Nice sprawling stop by Garcia to his left to save a run. It's 2-2. Daytona, a league worst 2.06 average with runners in scoring position this year, 15 percentage points behind second lowest Fort Myers. Pino trying to change the tide here, the 2-2. And that breaking ball hangs up and away. It's a full count. in Daytona after last night. Still holding that mark. As time called, as the ball gets loose from Daytona's left field bullpen. Ascanio at third, Rogers at second, nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning, Lakeland a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Pena's payoff pitch, down and in, ball 4. And Daytona has him loaded with nobody out. Couple of singles and a free pass. And the sacks are saturated as Garcia will come out to the mound and talk with the pitcher as Edwin Arroyo will come to the plate with the bases full. Arroyo struck out his first time up today. One of the top 50 prospects in baseball at midseason by Baseball America. Number 4 in the Reds organization after the trade at St. Luis Castillo to the Mariners. Arroyo with the bases loaded this year, hitting at .333, 5-for-15 with 2 doubles, 12 RBIs. So bat from the right-hand side against the southpaw. Daytona down by 1. Pena's first pitch, and Arroyo early on 89. It is 0-1. Only other game in the FSL we haven't told you about was the one in Bradenton. Cardinals a 7-1 win on the Marauders. Leonardo Bernal, a multi-home run game, his second of the season. He now has 5 on the campaign, the 0-1, and Arroyo pulls his head out on the breaking ball. It's 0-2. Darlene Moquette added a 2-run home run, his 8th, as the Cardinals stay tied with the Mets atop the second half standings. Aiden Jones on deck. The 0-2. And Arroyo hits this one on the ground at third. Bobbled there. Graham on a second for 1. And Sequeira will just hold on to it with Arroyo flying down the line. It'll be an RBI fielder's choice for Edwin Arroyo. His 70th single A RBI of the year. His first here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And we are all even at 1 with 1 out in the bottom of the 4th inning. A little bobble by Graham was enough to force Sequeira to hold on to the baseball. And now it is Hayden Jones who grounded into a fielder's choice. That retired Pino, who strayed off third base in the 2nd. Lefty against lefty. And Jones, a ground ball to second, could be 2. Sequeira will try to tag. Arroyo does, throws on to first, double play. 4-3 twin killing, and Lakeland limits the damage to just 1 in the 4th. No runs, or rather 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, and 1 left at the end of 4, tied at 1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Manuel Garcia, Iverson Leonardo, Christian Santana, the 3-2 up against the new arm, Yomil Maisonet. And his first pitch to Garcia, a called strike. It is 0-1. Maisonet, Reds' sixth-round pick in 2018 out of Puerto Rico, the 0-1. And Garcia fouls it off his chest. Bounced off the plate and up against him. It is 0-2. Maisonet, 5'9", 205 pounds, 22 years old from Carolina in Puerto Rico. Making his third appearance since being added to Daytona's roster last week in St. Lucie. Maisonet, two hits in 2 2/3 innings, six walks and two strikeouts. Righty's 0-2 pitch, down and in. It is 1-2. Maisonet started his year in the Complex League at a 2.61 ERA there with four saves and a 3-0 record. Garcia takes inside for ball two, struck out 28 in 20 2/3 innings. Final line for Julian Aguiar this afternoon goes four innings, one run on three hits as Garcia chops it towards Daytona's dugout. Stays at 2-2. Aguiar, one walk, four strikeouts. Did hit a batter. 58 pitches, 39 strikes. Will take a no decision today. The righty's 2-2, and Garcia grounds one to third. Fielded behind the bag by Callahan. High throw, reeled in by Pino. One out. Brings up the nine-hitter, Iverson Leonardo. Great story over the weekend. One of the best parts of baseball is seeing guys who aren't necessarily the top-flight prospects get their chance. Their moment in the spotlight as Leonardo hits a rocket towards the padded wall behind the plate. It's 0-1. And shout-out to the folks with the Albuquerque Isotopes. Not the Springfield Isotopes, but the Albuquerque Isotopes. The 0-1. And Leonardo out in front, 0-2. They had amazing video the other day after Winton Bernard played 10 years in the minor leagues, 863 games in pro ball. Now on high, 1-2. Over 1,100 career games between the minors, international baseball, and college ball. Finally got his call to the big leagues at the age of 31. As Leonardo takes high, it's 2-2. Helped spark a seventh-inning rally in his major league debut on Friday and put Colorado ahead for good. The 2-2, and Leonardo grounds it foul towards the Lakeland bullpen. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. But they got amazing video of Bernard FaceTiming his mom to give her the news that after 10 years and a lot of travel, he was going to be a big leaguer. This one popped straight up in the air. Third baseline, Austin Callahan calling for it in foul ground. Halfway up the third baseline, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down. Brings up the top of the order, and Christian Santana has flied out and struck out today. Bernard got a loud standing ovation when he came up to bat for the first time. He said he never had heard anything like that in his life. It was incredible. Santana takes high 1-0. Was a 35th-round pick of the Padres in 2012. Played 3 years in this system. Played in the minors for the Tigers, the San Francisco Giants, the Chicago Cubs. A 1-0. off the hands and towards the first base seats. It's 1-1. Also played in the Mexican Winter League, the Venezuelan Winter League. Independent ball, played for the Brisbane Bandits of the Australian Baseball League. As Santana takes low and away, it's 2-1. But shout out to Stephen Rice, Josh Sushan, everyone in the media department with Albuquerque for getting that video. 2-1. And Santana pulls it foul just to the left of the second base bag. It's 2-2. But Bernard said after that phone call with his mom, he said his mom's emotions made him break down even more. She's done so much the way I saw her take care of my dad before he passed. He was bedridden. She stayed by his side. I said to myself, I know how hard she worked, so I'm going to work just as hard, if not harder. Just to see her reaction meant a lot. That is what this is all about. Fouled straight back. It's 2-2. Doesn't matter if it's a kid getting a call to the big leagues. Maybe an undrafted free agent hitting his first career home run. All those little moments in between. What make the game so incredibly special and memorable is that one low. It is a full count. Peyton Graham, the third baseman on deck. Bases empty, two out, top of the fifth inning. Lakeland and Daytona tied at one. Righties break even. And takes one on the inside corner. Strike three called. Got him on the breaking ball. Best inning as a Tortuga for Yomil Maisonet. As he retires Lakeland in order in the fifth. We're halfway through this series finale. Tied up one all on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Justin Boyd will lead off for Daytona, bottom of the fifth inning. Came on in the third for Fidel Castro. Didn't see anything happen with Fidel. Hopefully everything all right. Boyd, the Reds supplemental second round pick this year out of Oregon State. And the righty batter takes down and in for ball one. Boyd, one for his first 11 in Daytona with a double and an RBI. The lefty's 1-0. And Justin takes up and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Lakeland, one run, three hits, no errors. They have left three. Daytona, one run, three hits, one error. They have left two. Pena winds the 2-0 pitch. And that drops in for a strike. It is 2-1. Another busy homestand coming up next week. With the Phillies affiliate in town is Boyd over the top of a breaking ball. It's 2-2. Taco Tuesday, Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Silver Sluggers, Shelyea Cookout on Tuesday. The 2-2. And Boyd takes up and away. It is a full count. Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday coming up, as you might have guessed, on Wednesday. All you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, cheesy Marco's pizzas, starting at just $14. Payoff pitch, and Boyd swings late on the curveball for strike three. Another punch out for Carlos Pena. That is his fifth tonight. Leadoff man retired, brings up La Tortuguita, Wilfred Astudillo. Switch hitter will bat from the right-hand side, fly to right his first time. Thursday, we'll have our Bud Light Thirsty Thursday, draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just a dollar. As Astudillo takes up and away 1-0. Be our military appreciation night. First 1,000 fans will receive a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. That one off the end of the lumber, 1-1. Friday will be our final Copa de la Diversión night of the season. Specialty uniforms, live music from our friends Tropical Drifter along the Riverwalk, third baseline pregame. Another Friday night happy hour, discounted beers at the concession stands. As Pena misses high and away, 2-1. Saturday will be our Jonathan India bobblehead night. However, there is a disclaimer that we need to provide for you. 2-1. And Astudillo gets under one in his center. Out is the second baseman, Sequeira, onto the center field turf with two hands, squeezes it for the second out. Brings up the nine-hitter Wendell Marrero. Struck out back in the third inning, 0-4-1. So there was a production issue with the Jonathan India bobblehead. So the first 1,000 fans through the gates on Saturday night will receive a voucher for a Jonathan India bobblehead. We hope by Saturday we'll know the date that they will arrive, so you can stop by the Tortugas front offices across the street, 110 East Orange Avenue, to pick up those bobbleheads. As Marrero wears one on the back. Pena, I think, tried to throw a breaking ball that just did not break, and even he can't hide his grin. As Marrero, if you're going to get hit by a pitch, that was the way to do it. Just barely grazed right around the shoulder blade. Unfazed, as the native of Dorado, Puerto Rico. One on, two out for Austin Callahan in a one-all game. Will also be our Prostate Cancer Awareness Night. Co-owner Bob Fregol, a prostate cancer survivor, so a night very near and dear to him. Will also be American Cancer Society Night, Ponce Inlet, and Daytona Beach Shores Night as well. Special discounted tickets for residents at the appropriate FIVO link. As Callahan takes a strike, it's 0-1. Be our Sheldon's Family Fun Day a week from today. Kids run the bases after the game. Presented by Neighbors Ice Cream Parlor. We'll also have our summer reading night in partnership with the Volusia County Schools. As this one, breaking ball bouncing in the righty box, it's 1-1. So it'll be a fun, hard to believe I'm saying this, but penultimate homestand of the season. After next week, Daytona will go on the road. We'll play two straight weeks in Jupiter, 1 week against the Cardinals, 1 week against the Hammerheads. And they'll come back home to take on Rachel Balkovic and the Tampa Tarpons. And that's it. Hard to fathom. 1-1, and Callahan off the hands to second. At the back of the infield turf, Sequeira, sidearm throw in time. And the side retired. No runs, no hits, one left on the hit batter. Five innings complete on this beautiful Sunday. We're all tied at one on the Tortugas Radio Network. The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with six games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society night at the Jack, and we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot at Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual Summer Reading Night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Game one all here at the top of the sixth inning. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you may be. We are here in Daytona Beach. Peyton Graham takes down and away for ball one. Yomil Masonet out for his second inning of relief. Retire the Tigers in order in the fifth. The 1-0 and the Tigers' second round pick takes a strike. It is 1-1. Peyton 0-for-2 today as struck out and grounded out. Let's take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard in this sixth inning. The 1-1, and Graham on the ground is short. Arroyo fields easily, sidearm toss in, plenty of time to get the fleet of foot Graham, who lost his helmet on his way to first. One away in the frame, brings up Manuel Sequeira, has been hit by a pitch, doubled, and scored Lakeland's only run in the fourth. But the Reds salvaging the final game of their series against the Cubs this afternoon, an 8-5 winner. Aristides Aquino, a three-run home run, is fourth at the big league level this year as Sequeira takes a strike. It's 0-1. Nick Senzel, Albert Almora Jr., Jose Barrero, the other Daytona alums in the lineup today, the 0-1. Sequeira takes low 1-1. Alejo Lopez, pinch hit for Senzel, ended up going 2-for-3 with an RBI. Rayver, San Martin, Joel Kunal, other Daytona alums in the order, is that one fouled away 1-2. And a former Lakeland Flying Tiger, Buck Farmer, picked up a hold through a scoreless inning for the Reds today. Former St. Lucie Met, Justin Dunn, his first home start as a Reds. A lot of FSL alumni represented in Cincinnati today. Is that outside and low? It is 2-2. Tie game here in the top of the sixth inning. The righties break even. And Sequeira takes down and away. It's a full count. Speaking of the Reds, scary story revolving around Jonathan India. Talk about his bobblehead night coming up next week as Sequeira out in front of foul ball remains full. But India was hit in the leg with a pitch in the Field of Dreams game on Thursday night. Stayed in the game for a while, and it ended up becoming a really scary situation for last year's NL Rookie of the Year, the 3-2, and Sequeira line drive to right. This one will slap down in front of Rogers for a base hit. Sequeira on board for the third time in three trips today. Leadoff man on for Lakeland for the third time in six innings brings up Roberto Campos. Has struck out and fly to left. But India said it was weird how it all went down. Took a pitch on his left shin in the first inning from Drew Smiley. Looked and sounded painful. Limped to first, stayed in the game, though. And it just got progressively worse as the night went along as Campos takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. India said he was going to go back out there. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And he said he went up to bat the second time and he couldn't focus. Masonet with a cross step towards third. Buries the breaking ball. It's 1-1. He said he was in so much pain, he couldn't land on his front foot. He struck out and he was like, well, this isn't going well. Said he remembered swinging at a pitch and almost fell down. Thought he was making a fool out of himself. I thought it was just the right decision to get out of the game because he was in so much pain. The 1-1, a rocket caught by second baseman Ascanio. Back to first, double play, inning over. Not much Sequeira could have done except for maybe freeze a tad earlier. But that was a heat-seeking missile off the bat of Campos, and Ascanio quick reflexes, didn't have to move much. 4-3, double play, inning over. We'll pick up that thought on India when we come back. 103 miles an hour off the bat on that line drive, double play. We head to the bottom of the sixth. one all here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ascanio Rogers, Pino, the 3-2 up against Carlos Pena, out for his sixth inning of work. And Ascanio swings and misses. It is 0-1. Johnny singled and scored back in the fourth. 1-for-2 tonight. Brett Lockwood up in Daytona's bullpen. And Ascanio takes low and inside, 1-1. Talking about that scary incident with Jonathan India the other night during the Field of Dreams game on Thursday. As Ascanio with a soft ground ball to third, charging in Graham off the heel of his glove, throw up the first baseline and towards the Lakeland right field bullpen. Ascanio round second, he's on his way to third. Valencia is going to make the throw across the diamond, not even nearly in time. It'll be an infield hit for Ascanio. He'll go first to third on the throwing error by Graham, but Daytona has the go-ahead run in scoring position. Three pitches into the bottom of the sixth inning. Ball got Graham on the heel of his mitt. Wonder if that maybe created some issues with the throw. No real chance for Valencia to scoop it. And so Daytona, a man at third, nobody out, and here is Jack Rogers. Single to left his last time, has also struck out. Lakeland brings the infield in. Pena's first pitch, and Rogers over the top of a 12-6 curve. It's 0-1. But India got hit by a pitch in the first inning. Was in so much pain that he couldn't focus in his second at-bat. And once they took his sock off, they saw a large baseball-sized lump on his shin. As Pena fires and Rogers off the hands and out of play, it's 0-2. And paramedics and concerned teammates crowded around India's locker after another round of tests, had him in a lot of pain. And the doctor on hand there was worried India had compartment syndrome, which is a serious medical emergency where blood flow to the muscles and nerves is limited. And it requires immediate treatment. The 0-2 pitch, and Rogers takes high. It's a ball and two strikes. And the doctor told India that he could lose his calf muscle if they didn't send him to the hospital right away. He couldn't fly back to Cincinnati because of the swelling as a precaution. They airlifted him to a hospital in Iowa City. The 0-2. Rather 1-2 up and away. It's 2-2. And apparently it was the first time India was ever in a helicopter. And he said, weird that he said it, but he said it was kind of cool. Flew over the Field of Dreams. It was sick. It was still lit up. They actually were making jokes saying, quote, you're the best person we've ever had on this helicopter. A 2-2. Rogers gets it off the handle. We'll do it again. Reds head trainer Sean McQueenie, India's girlfriend Daniela, drove 90 minutes to Iowa City to meet India and the helicopter. They were at the hospital for 4 hours, was examined every 20 minutes to make sure there was still a pulse in his leg. The lefty's 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Rogers stays off the snapdragon. It's a full count. David Bell wasn't exactly too keen on leaving India behind. Talked about what a great job McQueenie did to step up and stay with him. Knew he was in good hands, made it easier. He said it was hard as a manager and for his teammates to leave a man behind. 3-2 again, and Rogers hits it sharply but foul wide of first. Stays full 3-2 with the go-ahead run at third and nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Long last, compartment syndrome was ruled out. India was released. Friday, he and McQueenie made the 7-plus-hour drive back to Cincinnati. Was a large bandage over his shin. Couldn't play Saturday. Wasn't in the lineup today. And don't know when India will return for the Reds. The 3-2. And Rogers strikes out swinging. Got him on the slider. Big strikeout for Pena. One out in the sixth inning. Infield will remain in for Yasiel Pino. Pino has tripled and walked tonight. He is one for one. Nearing the top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. This game tied at 1. Infield remains in for Lakeland. Lefty kicks and deals, and Pino takes a called strike. It's 0-1. But India said after it was all over, saying it was just crazy that he had to go through all of that for something that ended up at the end of the day just being a bruise. The 0-1. Pino slaps it off the plate. Quickly behind 0-2. But India said it was more serious than I thought. I'm glad everyone was there to help me. The trainers, the Cubs doctor. And I think this was probably the most poignant and most introspective part of the entire piece. As Pino takes down and in, it's 1-2. He said, I'm glad they were looking out for me, because if it was for me, I'd have just gone on the plane and who knows what would have happened. Very dangerous to be that high up in the atmosphere when you're having those kinds of issues. And thankfully, the Reds and Cubs training staffs were looking after him as Pino strikes out on the high cheese. Another strikeout for Pena. Daytona's woes with runners in scoring position continue. And it'll be up to Edwin Arroyo to try and bring in that runner from third with two out. Arroyo, an RBI fielder's choice, with the bases loaded back in the fourth. Pena now with 7 strikeouts tonight. One shy of 100 for the season. Arroyo will bat for the right-hand side. And time called at home plate. Daytona today, 0-6 with runners in scoring position. Dancing off third, Ascanio. The first pitch to Edwin. Drops in for a strike. It's 0-1. Lefty from the extreme third base side. Here's his 0-1. And Arroyo drives one out to right center field on his move to his left. Campos over his right fielder. Schultz, they collide, and the ball lands. Arroyo's on his way to third. He's going to be there safely standing, but he was looking over his shoulder at what was happening in the outfield because Daytona takes a 2-1 lead, but holy moly, that was incredibly frightening, and Schultz is still down there in right center field. Schultz and Campos collided at full speed. Campos is still upright and appears to be fine, but Schultz went down like a rock and thankfully has just popped right back up. It'll be a triple for Edwin Arroyo. His second in as many days, his second RBI of the night, his 71st of the year. but just at a loss for words. And, yeah, they're going to take Schultz out of this game. And I can't say I blame him. I couldn't believe Schultz got up the way he did just a few moments ago, walking off, thankfully, seemingly on his own power. Jose De La Cruz coming to the game in right field. Takes over the seventh spot in the order. But my word, both Schultz and Campos were there, the wind blowing in and to left field. Beat that ball down a little bit. And one of the two were going to make the catch if they did not collide, and they had the ball in the mitt. But once bodies banked, that leather came squirting out and landed safely on the turf. So we send our best wishes to Austin Schultz, and hopefully ends up being just more of a scare than anything else. So Daytona has taken the lead for the first time today. And now Hayden Jones has grounded into a fielder's choice, rolled into a double play his last time up in the fourth. And the lefty's first pitch to him is hammered out to right field. Back goes De La Cruz, and all he can do is turn and watch that sucker sail into the night. Hayden Jones, his team-leading ninth home run of the year, and he crushed it. RBIs 30 and 31, and Daytona has broken open a 4-1, six-inning lead. An undrafted free agent out of Illinois State University has been as elite an offensive catcher as any team has had in the Florida State League this season. And now it is Justin Boyd who struck out his first time up. Considering I never got a text from Jeff Lacates, I think Hayden Jones obliterated TrackMan along with that baseball. As Boyd takes a strike, it's 0-1. The 0-1. And Boyd lines one center field. That one down for a base hit. Campos will field and throw back in. And Boyd with his second Tortugas base hit. He's on with two out for Wilfred Astudillo. So since that horrific collision out there in right center field, Pena has thrown two pitches, a mammoth home run to right, and a single to center. And can't argue with the pitching coach Juan Pimentel coming out of the first base dugout to have a conversation with Pena, because you obviously worry about the health of Austin Schultz on a play like that, but there can also be a residual effect for his teammates as well. Scary play. Teammate goes down. Looked like you might have been out of the inning. Not only does Daytona take the lead, but you lose your right fielder. So Pimentel out to try and get things reconnoitered between the ears for Pena. Brings up Astudillo, who has flied out twice tonight, once to right and once to center. Runner breaks from first, a pitch high and away, and Boyd steals second base by a country mile. Stole that one on the pitcher, Pena. The offering up and away had Garcia reaching out above his head to try and make the catch. Had no chance to get Boyd, who got a great break. First stolen base as a Tortuga, second in his career. 1-0, and Astudillo takes a strike. It is 1-1. Daytona three runs in on four hits here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have taken a 4-1 lead trying to earn a series split for the first six games of this homestand. 1-1. And Astudillo, a rocket in a right field for a base hit. They're going to send Boyd around, and this one gets behind De La Cruz and rolls all the way to the wall. Astudillo's on his horse. He's going for three. De La Cruz has a great arm, and that one is going to be offline. It'll be a base hit for Astudillo. He'll go first to third on the error and right. And Daytona takes a 5-1 sixth inning lead. Astudillo will get credit for an RBI, his 14th of the year. And that'll be all for Carlos Peña tonight. Daytona has erupted with two outs in the inning. Four straight base hits. Throw an error mixed in there as well. And Daytona has a four-run lead. Call to the bullpen for Lakeland. A left-hander coming on that appears to be Christian Tortosa. We'll get you his numbers when we come back. Man at third, two out on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow-smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall-off-the-bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Wendell Marrero will face the new arm, Christian Tortosa. Try and get out of the inning. Marrero, the eighth man to bat in the frame. And the first pitch gets away from the catcher. Garcia outside, Astudillo to the plate, slides in, hit first. Astudillo able to score on the wild pitch, 6-1 Daytona. They don't usually have oxygen tanks in the dugout. Astudillo's in a lot of running in the last 2 minutes. Going first to third on the error and right on the base hit. And then getting on his horse to score without a play on the wild pitch. Astudillo, that one up and in, 2-0. Not exactly the fleetest of foot running the bases. But always has a smile on his face. And he can't hide his grin sitting between his teammates on that auxiliary bench up the third base line. 2-0 on Marrero. And Tortosa's pitch fouled off the hands. May have swung at ball three inside. It's 2-1. Tortosa, 6'4", 170 pounds, will turn 24 in October from La Victoria in Venezuela. Tortosa making his 16th appearance, 1-2, a 10.69 ERA. The 2-1, and Marrero a ground ball back up the middle. Grounded to short, fielded behind the second base bag by Santana, and Valencia able to keep his back foot on the bag to end the inning. But Daytona sends eight men to the plate. They score five runs, five hits, two errors, and nobody left. At the end of six, it is 6-1 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona. Side armor Brett Lockwood has come on with Daytona holding a 5-run seventh inning lead. And Justice Bigby fouls the first pitch up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Lockwood, 6'3", 223 pounds, 25 years old from Temecula, California. Undrafted free agent signee out of Kansas State, the 0-1. And Bigby out of play to the right. It is 0-2. Final line for Yomil Masonette, his best outing as a Daytona Tortuga. Great to see. Two innings, no runs, a hit. No walks, a K. 32 pitches, 20 strikes. No walks, a biggie. The 0-2. And Bigby takes down and away. It's 1-2. Bigby has singled twice tonight. Pitch the numbers for Lockwood after this 1-2 pitch. Works from the first base side. 1-2. And Bigby tied up inside, lost his balance trying to hit that pitch off the inside corner. Gnarly pitch from Lockwood. One away in the top of the seventh. Brings up Eduardo Valencia, has grounded out twice, once into a double play, once to first. Lockwood is 20th appearance of the year, 1-4, 6.62 ERA, 49 hits in 34 innings, 18 walks, 27 strikeouts. But has received more time on the bump as of late as Valencia takes inside 1-0. Took the loss against Lakeland on Thursday. Didn't pitch poorly. Gave up two runs on three hits in two innings. The 1-0. And Valencia takes inside for ball two. Fans, a reminder, Escott Bus Lines is your official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company, has been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. It's Valencia out in front, 2-1. To reserve your ride, log on to escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Righty at the belt, the 2-1 pitch inside for ball three. Continuing that look around the Reds affiliates today. Kind of tad sidetracked with that India story, but it's all right. The 3-1. And Valencia takes a called strike under the arms. It's full. Triple-A Louisville played against the Iowa Cubs today. So Reds and Cubs in Major League and Triple-A baseball. Iowa defeating Louisville 5-4. Spencer Steer, his second home run since coming over in the Tyler Malley trade. Lorenzo Zedrola, Stuart Fairchild, the Daytona alums in the lineup. Levi Stout, who came over in the Castillo trade from Seattle, took the loss in his second AAA start. Julio Pinto, Ricky Karcher, Ryan Hendricks, Dowry Moretta all pitched in relief. The payoff pitch in Valencia, ground ball in the hole and short. Backhanded stop by Arroyo to his feet, lost the handle. And safe at first is Valencia. Pino trying to bluff that the ball got away. Sort of fake running towards the Lakeland dugout. And Valencia doesn't bite. An infield hit for the Flying Tiger catcher. Great effort by Arroyo, though, just to get a glove on that ball and even have a semi-close play there. Outstanding young athlete. Jose De La Cruz will have his first at-bat of the day after Austin Schultz left with injury in the bottom of the sixth. And De La Cruz, a violent swing and miss, 0-1. De La Cruz was 0-2 with a walk in Game 2 last night, hitting at .214. 18 extra base hits, 9 homers, 34 RBIs. The 0-1, and De La Cruz swings over the top, down and in. It is 0-2. Double A Chattanooga falling at home today to the Montgomery Biscuits. Rays affiliate 9-6. Lockwood sets the 0-2, and De La Cruz, a little roller towards the third base dugout, 0-2. Alan Cerda, a two-run home run, former Tortuga, his eighth of the year. Leonardo Rivas also went deep, his fifth for the Lookouts. Alex McGarry joining Cerda as Daytona alums in the double-A order. Lockwood's 0-2, and De La Cruz lunging but grabs a piece, remains no balls and two strikes. Andrew Abbott took the loss in the start. Michael Byrne, Connor Curlis, Ryan Newtoff, the other Tortuga alums on the bump today at double A. The 0-2. And De La Cruz down on strikes. Pulled the string on him at 82. Second strikeout tonight for Lockwood, two down. Brings up Manuel Garcia. He's grounded out twice, once to third, once to the pitcher. High A Dayton falling in 10 innings today at home to the Lansing Lugnuts. A's affiliate Stephen Layton, our old buddy, his first high A home run. Two-run shot. And Garcia takes low 1-0. Garrett Wolf, fourth, a solo home run, his ninth. Jose Torres, Brian Ray, Austin Hendrick, Justice Thompson, Tyler Callahan, Michelle Triana. Garrett Wolf, fourth. All joining Layton as Daytona alums in the order, the 1-0. And Garcia, off-balance swing, it's 1-1. Christian Roa made the start. James Marinan came on in relief. Art Warren threw a scoreless inning in a rehab assignment for the Dragons. 1-1. That down and away, ball two. Dominican Summer League Reds, Arizona Complex League Reds have the day off. They'll be back in action tomorrow. DSL Reds will be at the Padres at 11 in the morning. ACL Reds will be at the Athletics at 9 p.m. 2-1. Garcia, soft ground ball to third. Waiting on it is Callahan. Low throw, fielded on a hop by Pino. That was on purpose with the sun setting behind the third base bleachers. Much easier for Pino to read it off the dirt. And the side is retired. No runs, one hit, and one man left. Time to get up and stretch here from the Jack Daytona. A 6-1 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Thank you.
Top of the lineup, due up for Daytona against Christian Tortosa in the bottom of the seventh. Callahan swings the first pitch, grounds it up the middle. Fielded to his right by Sequeira. Sidearm throw on the move. Onto the green shaded turf. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brings up Johnny Ascanio, has singled twice tonight. Started the rally in the sixth inning. Came around to score on the triple by Edwin Arroyo. Mentioned the Reds affiliate scoreboard. Reds will be at home against the Phillies tomorrow as Ascanio takes a strike 0-1, fitting with the Threshers. Phillies affiliate coming to town here in Daytona on Tuesday. Mike Minor will start for the Reds against Noah Syndergaard. Now on low and is 1-1. They're joking yesterday having Thor throw out a first pitch. And say, I thought Noah Syndergaard was in Philadelphia. 1-1 on the 19-year-old infielder. The pitch from Tortosa. And Ascanio over the top. It is 1-2. Final line for Lakeland starter Carlos Pena goes 5 2/3. Gives up 6 runs, 5 earned on 8 hits. A walk and 7 strikeouts through a wild pitch. Charged with a hit batter. As Ascanio, a tapper off the plate. Going to be another difficult play. Barehanded by Garcia. Throws, and again, the ball goes up the right field line by Lakeland's right field bullpen. Will go out of play. And Ascanio will be given second base. So it'll be another hit and an error. This one on the catcher, Garcia. And Ascanio has a 3-hit ball game. Well, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And Ascanio, the last two balls he's hit, have not exactly been eviscerated. But they'll show up as line drives in the box score. He's got a 3-hit ball game. And it's second, one out, brings up Jack Rogers. Has singled tonight. He's also struck out twice. Got to give a shout out. I don't know for sure if it is, but I'm very confident. Is this one a laser beam off the netting on top of Daytona's third base dugout? It's 0-1. But I believe it is Jack Rogers' mom who last night sent me a direct message on Twitter. But it was great info. One of the fun parts of baseball, especially in the minors, is Rogers a ground ball back up the middle. Base hit center field. Rounding third, heading home, Ascanio. He'll score. Rogers will hold up at first with an RBI base hit. A multi-hit game for Jack, his 26th RBI, and Daytona takes a 7-1 seventh inning lead. Well, one of the cool things of working in baseball is getting to see guys who played together growing up, knew each other from being in the same county, same area, different forms of baseball. 108 miles an hour, by the way, on that base hit by Rogers. We've talked about it with Jay Allen II, Edwin Arroyo, and Chase Petty. Oh, a line drive snared out of midair by Tortosa. I think that ball caught him more than he caught it. And no chance for Jack to get back to first base. Double play, inning over. Nice catch by Tortosa. Rogers doubled up, but he does his job bringing in a run. We'll pick up that story when we return in the eighth. 7-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites.
Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Brent Lockwood back to the mound. Top of the eighth inning. Daytona in front 7-1. Six outs away from earning a series split as Iverson Leonardo takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Leonardo has struck out and flied out tonight. 0-2. Lockwood belt high the pitch, and this one a ground ball back up the middle and threw in a center field for a single. Second flying Tiger hit for Iverson Leonardo. And Lakeland has a man aboard here to start the eighth inning. Brings up Christian Santana 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Lakeland, one run, six hits, three errors tonight, four left. Daytona, seven runs on 10 hits, an error they have left three. Righty's first pitch, and Santana fouls it off the home plate umpire. It is 0-1. Talk about interesting stories. Mentioned getting a message from Joy Rogers, Jack's mother, last night. But Jack and Blake Hollum, guys closed out two games for Lakeland in this series, longtime friends as Santana gets hit. Lockwood tried to throw a frisbee breaking ball, but it never did frisbee. And it caught Santana just below the knee on the left side. And Lakeland with two on and nobody out here to begin the eighth. Brings up Peyton Graham 0-3. But Jack and Blake played together all of their years growing up in Texas. They played 2 years together in high school. They were select ball buddies, in Mrs. Rogers' words. And that is just unbelievably awesome that two kids growing up together as Graham lines one into the left field corner for a base hit. Leonardo rounds third. He will score. Sliding to cut it off is Marrero. On his way to second is Graham with an RBI double. His second career double, his second career RBI, and Lakeland has trimmed the lead down to 5 at 7-2 with second and third and nobody out. So three straight have reached against Lockwood here to start the eighth inning. Now it is Manuel Sequeira, has yet to be retired tonight, been hit by a pitch, doubled and scored. Singled his last time an inning ago, rather back in the sixth. As Sequeira hits this one, hot shot back into by Callahan, off his glove though, and into left field. One run scores, Graham heads to the plate, he'll score. It'll be a two-run single for Manuel Sequeira, and it's a three-run game in a blink of an eye. It is 7-4. Hard ground ball. Callahan looked like he had backhanded it, but it rolled off his mitt into the left field turf. And Graham runs well, able to easily score, and Todd Naskadov out of the dugout. As all of a sudden, it is a three-run game. And Lockwood has thrown just six pitches here in this eighth inning. No action in Daytona's left field bullpen. As Naskadov out to have a visit. Saw it earlier this year, though, talking about friends getting a chance to play with one another. We saw with Jamal O'Gwin and Ruben Ibarra here in Daytona. Played travel ball together in high school. Stayed friends throughout college. They were batting back-to-back in the order for a while earlier this season. Roberto Campos takes low. It's 1-0. Righty ready. 1-0. And Campos, flare in a shallow left center field. That one's in for another base hit. Stopping at second, Sequeira. Right now, Lakeland having batting practice. Four of the five batters in the inning have base hits. One-hit batter as well. And Lakeland's going to bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out in this eighth inning. Shane Gustafson up in Daytona's bullpen. Not exactly hurrying down the line. Brett's 1-0. And just as Bigby takes a called strike, it's actually 0-1. That was the first pitch. Manual scoreboard never updated. Bigby has two hits tonight and a strikeout. There's plenty of pop to tie this game with one swing. The 0-1. Bigby out of play to the right. It's 0-2. Bigby struck out against Lockwood last inning. Sequeira at second, Campos at first. Lakeland three runs in on four hits. With nobody out in this eighth inning. And time called before Lockwood could make the 0-2 pitch. It's actually a pitch clock violation on Lockwood, which makes it 1-2. First time that's been called in a while in this series. 1-2. This is a ground ball to short. Could be two. Arroyo on a second for one. Back to first by Ascanio. Double play. Just what the doctor ordered. 6-4-3. Advancing a third. Sequeira. But two colossal outs here in the eighth inning. Heck of a job by Lockwood. Not panicking after the start to the frame, creating that soft ground ball. Now it's Eduardo Valencia. Infield base hit last inning against Lockwood, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Daytona will have 5, 6, and 7. Due up against Lakeland in the bottom of the inning, Eric Pinales up in the right field pen, the 0-1. And Valencia chases off the outside corner, 0-2. Amazing how things can change on one pitch. Lockwood still needs one more to get out of the inning. The 0-2, down and in, nice block by Jones to his left, keeps Sequeira at third base. American flag out in center, still blowing in, sun. Nearly nestled behind the shops along Peach Street. Outside the stadium to the third base side, the 1-2. And Valencia fouls it off. The shin guards of Jones remains with a one ball, two strike count. Jose De La Cruz represents the game's tying run on deck. 1-2. And Valencia takes high for ball two. Final game of this season series. Daytona wins. They'll split the 12 games. The 2-2. And Valencia ground ball back up the middle past Lockwood. Fielded at the chest by Ascanio. Easy play to retire the first baseman. And Lockwood bends but does not break in the eighth. Lakeland does add three runs on four hits, one left. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Daytona a 7-4 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Thank you.
Edwin Arroyo's had himself a heck of a game. He'll lead off here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Made several nice plays at short. Also has an RBI triple tonight. He's brought in a pair of runs, as a matter of fact, today. He takes the first pitch from Eric Pinales. Inside for ball one. Pinales taking over for Christian Tortosa. Arroyo hitting left-handed for the first time tonight. Righty offers, and Edwin takes a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Pinales standing at 6'2", 185 pounds, 23 years old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Cross step towards third, the 1-1. And that one hangs up and away, 2-1. Pinales, 4-2, 3.79 ERA. This is 29th appearance, 3 saves, 26 hits and 35 2/3, 34 walks and 48 strikeouts. The 2-1, and Arroyo takes low for ball three. Final line for Christian Tortosa, goes an inning and a third, no run, or actually one unearned run, I stand corrected, on two hits, no walks, no Ks, a wild pitch through 12 total pitches and 9 strikes. Second appearance in the series for Pinales, the 3-1, up and away, ball four, and Arroyo is aboard with a leadoff walk. Pinales earned the win against Daytona on Thursday through 2 scoreless innings. 26 pitches, 17 strikes, brings up Hayden Jones. Jones, a 105-mile-an-hour, 359-foot blast to right. His last time up, a 2-run home run. Made it a 4-1 game at the time. Daytona, a 7-4 lead with nobody out in the eighth. And the first pitch to Jones, up and in. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, it's 1-0. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. Tortugas, a 7-4 lead. Lakeland, 4 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors, 5 left. Daytona, 7 runs on 10 hits and error. They have left 3. Pinales 1-0, and Jones hammers one out towards the Halifax River left-hand side. It's 1-1. Talk about interesting stories. No, sometimes people get pressed into duty in different ways. Runner goes from first, swing and a miss at a back foot breaker. Sliding, Arroyo able to, oh, I thought he got around the tag. Tried to swim move around Christian Santana. But Santana able to get the tag on Arroyo before he could crawl around him and touch the square himself. Count 1-2. Arroyo caught stealing for the first out. Great throw by Manuel Garcia. My first thought always, when that comes to mind, working in minor league baseball, is sometimes as an employee, as Jones takes one on the outside corner for strike three. Two outs in the eighth for Justin Boyd, who has singled and struck out tonight, 1-2. Sometimes in minor league baseball, if you're an employee, you got to be the mascot. Our general manager, Jim Jaworski, first year that the franchise rebranded to the Tortugas, got pressed into bullpen catcher duty at the very tail end of the season, was catching Amir Garrett bullpens. As Boyd swings and misses, it's 0-1. And sometimes it means the pitching coach has to go out and actually pitch. That actually happened this week in an independent league game for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks. Boyd fouls it back 0-2. You might have seen another video from there this week where a guy was eating a full salami in the first base seats. Haven't seen that at the Jack. Someone brought someone a wheel of cheese once, but never seen anybody with a full thing of Genoa salami just going to town. But Nelson Figueroa, 48 years old, ended up pitching for the Ferry Hawks this week because they ran out of pitchers. Boyd strikes out to end the inning. Figueroa, 48 years old, was more recently an analyst at SNY than he was a pitcher. We head to the ninth, Daytona a 7-4 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Jose De La Cruz will lead off here in the top of the ninth inning. Daytona a three-run lead. Shane Gustafson on for his second appearance in this series. We'll try and collect the save. Jose De La Cruz struck out in his first at-bat today, and this is a ground ball on the first pitch. Right back to the mound. Gustafson jogs to first. Little overhand toss to Pino. One pitch, one out here in the ninth inning. Gustafson standing at 6'5", 195 pounds, 23 years old, from Rockland, California, signed by the Reds out of MLB Partner Bowl. Back in June, was pitching for the Great Falls Voyagers in the Pioneer League. Gustafson threw 3 2/3 shutout innings for the win in his Daytona debut. Back on August the 4th against the Mets, as Garcia takes a strike. Gave up 5 runs in 3 2/3 innings against Lakeland on Tuesday, however. The 0-1. That one frisbee to the backstop. It's 1-1. Third appearance in Daytona. His 10th in the organization. A 4.02 ERA. Made 7 appearances in the Complex League before being transferred up a level. The 1-1. Outside 2-1. And Gustafson said he found out in a rather indirect way that he was being promoted. Someone came up and told him, and sort of thought it was a comment in jest. The 2-1 outside for ball three. He had to turn around and ask the person next to him a couple seconds later. He said, "Did he just tell me I got promoted?" Indeed he was. The 3-1. And Garcia, a heavy swing and a miss, had a fastball 3-2. Gustafson has only one save opportunity in his career, at least in affiliated ball. Did have 4 saves in his college career at Nevada. Sidearmers 3-2, and this is a soft ground ball to third. Coming in on it is Callahan on the infield turf, throws on the move, and Daytona one out away from winner's circle. And that'll bring up Iverson Leonardo, the last line of defense for Lakeland on this Sunday. Leonardo is 1-for-3, picked up a base hit to lead off the eighth inning against Lockwood, came around to score on the Sequeira double. Base is empty, 2 out, Daytona a 3-run lead. Trying to earn a series split. First pitch to Leonardo, way late on the fastball up at 91, it's 0-1. Final line for Lockwood goes 2 innings, 3 runs on 5 hits, no walks, struck out 2. Did hit a batter, 36 pitches, 26 strikes. Gustafson's 0-1. Outside, it's even. Nice crowd on hand for a Sunday, 1,000 136 making their way out today. The 1-1 and nearly hit Leonardo. Too far inside. It's two balls and one strike. No clouds in the sky now. Just blue hanging overhead with some strands of gold as the sun sets. The 2-1. And Leonardo fouls it in and out of the glove of Hayden Jones. And Daytona is one strike away. Gustafson rests that glove on his front left leg as he gets the sign from Jones. Brings his glove in close. The pitch. And Leonardo, did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Garrett Griffin, it is a full count. It was dangerously close. Top of the lineup in Christian Santana is on deck. The payoff pitch. High ball, 4, and Lakeland still alive. Leonardo works a walk. Second time he's reached base in as many innings. And he passes the baton to Christian Santana. Santana has struck out twice, was hit by a pitch. Last inning scored on a single. Righty's first toss. And that one too far outside for ball one. Center fielder Boyd playing in. Left fielder Marrero, the furthest back of the three outfielders. 1-0. And this is a ground ball towards third. Coming in is Callahan. Even with the third base back, throw to first. Scooped on the forehand by Pino. And you can celebrate a Tortugas victory. The first save in the career of Shane Gustafson as Daytona earns a series split. Your final score tonight, the Tortugas 7 and the Flying Tigers 4. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Daytona closes the series with a win. Don't go anywhere. We've got the happy recap, as the late, great Bob Murphy would say, coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The Tortugas continue their two-week homestand on Tuesday, August 16th with 6 games against the Clearwater Threshers. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 17th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat: hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns to the Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 18th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We also honor our brave men and women in uniform with our Military Appreciation Night, featuring a hat giveaway courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. We honor Hispanic heritage with our final Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, August 19th. We'll have live music pregame, discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Arrive early on Saturday, August 20th for Jonathan India Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a voucher to be redeemed at a later date. It is also Prostate Cancer and American Cancer Society Night at the Jack, and we wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot at Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. And we also host our annual Summer Reading Night in partnership with Volusia County Schools. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? take a look at the turtle's nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Back here in Daytona Beach, Tortugas celebrate a victory. To close out this half of the homestand, they defeat Lakeland tonight by a final of 7-4 with the win. Daytona improving to 13-27 in the second half, 42-63 for the year. Lakeland with the loss, dropping to 19-21 in the second half, 51-55 for the campaign. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Was Julian Aguiar against Carlos Pena to start, was a scoreless game. Going to the top of the fourth inning, Lakeland got the offense rolling early. Manuel Zakara doubled to left to start the fourth. And with one out, Justice Bigby singled to right, brought Zakara in and gave Lakeland a 1-0 lead. It would not last as Daytona had an answer in the bottom of the inning. Johnny Ascanio led off the frame with a single to right. And advanced the second on a base hit to left by Jack Rogers. After a wild pitch, advanced the runners to second and third. Yasiel Pino walked. Loaded the bases with nobody out for Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo would hit a fielder's choice ground ball to third. They would get the out at second. Could not turn two. A run scored. Tied the game at one. However, a double play would end the inning and keep the game tied. It remained even until the bottom of the sixth inning when Daytona erupted. Johnny Ascanio reached on an infield base hit, would go first to third on a throwing error to first on the play. But after back-to-back strikeouts, Edwin Arroyo hit a fly ball into right center field. And Roberto Campos, the center fielder, the right fielder Austin Schultz collided pretty heavily in right center. The ball popped out of one of their mitts. And Arroyo ended up safely at third, was credited with an RBI triple, and Daytona took a 2-1 lead. Schultz would leave the game, and on the very next pitch, Hayden Jones hit one out to right. A two-run shot made it 4-1. Then Justin Boyd singled to center, stole a base, and then scored on a single to right by Wilfred Astudillo, made it 6-1. He would go first to third on another error by the right fielder De La Cruz. Ball got behind him. He'd eventually score on a wild pitch, made it 6-1. Daytona would make it 7-1 in the seventh inning. Ascanio, another single and a throwing error allowed him to advance the second. Jack Rogers, a base hit to center, made it a 7-1 game. Lakeland would rally, though, in the top of the eighth inning. Christian Santana was hit by a pitch after Iverson Leonardo's leadoff single. Peyton Graham doubled to left, made it 7-2. Then Manuel Zakara, a two-run single, made it 7-4. Roberto Campos reached. So Lakeland put the tying run at the plate with nobody out in the eighth inning. But Brett Lockwood got a couple of ground balls, including a double play to get out of the jam. And then Shane Gustafson, three soft ground balls in the ninth as Daytona wins it by a final of 7-4. Winning pitcher Yoimil Maisonet, his first Tortugas victory, his fourth of the season. Two shutout innings, one hit, no walks, and a strikeout. Carlos Pena suffers the loss. He drops to 4-4, gave up six runs, five earned on eight hits in 5 2/3, walked one, struck out seven. Shane Gustafson, first save of his career, one inning, no runs, no hits, a walk, and no Ks. Final line score tonight, Lakeland 4 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. They left 6, Daytona 7 runs, 10 hits, One error, they left three. Final time of the game this evening, 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of the crowd of 1,136. Let's take you through the out-of-town scoreboards here on this Sunday before we say goodnight. Jupiter completing a game in eight innings due to rain. They defeat Fort Myers 9-4. St. Lucie wins by six over Clearwater. Threshers will come to town on Tuesday. Mets an 8-2 win. Dunedin, four pitchers combined on a no-hitter of the Tampa Tarpons. They win 5-0. And Palm Beach, a 7-1 rout of Bradenton on the road. Reds affiliate scoreboard today. Reds win the final game of their series against the Cubs, 8-5. Triple-A Louisville falling on the road to the Iowa Cubs, 5-4. Double-A Chattanooga, a home loss to Montgomery. Rays affiliate, 9-6. High-A Dayton dropping one in 10 innings to the Lansing Lugnuts. A's Farm Club, 7-5. As for Major League Baseball today, starting in D.C., Padres shut out the Nationals 6-0. It was the Guardians, a 7-2 win in Toronto over the Blue Jays. Rays over the Orioles, 4-1. Chris Bassitt helping the Mets shut out the Phillies, 6-0. Braves over the Marlins by a score of 3-1. It was the Royals, a 4-0 shutout victory over the Dodgers. Astros double up the A's, 6-3. White Sox knock off the Tigers, 5-3. Cardinals, a 6-3 winner at home over Milwaukee. Rangers outlast the Mariners, 5-3. Diamondbacks went on the road in Colorado against the Rockies, 7-4. Giants walk off the Pirates, 8-7. The final in San Fran. Angels knock off the Twins, 4-2. And they are in the top of the fourth in Boston. Rubber match of that series between the Yankees and Red Sox. Boston, a 1-0 lead on a Xander Bogaerts RBI, Michael Wacha against Jameson Taillon. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Tortugas will be back in action on Tuesday night as the Clearwater Threshers come to town for the first and only time this season. Will be another Taco Tuesday with deals at concession stands. A breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging with special pink-tinted uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva, our 60 and older fan club, and a Shell Yeah Cookout $15 add-on gets you the bases loaded menu at the Turtle's Nest along the first baseline for the first 90 minutes after the gates open. Neither team has announced a scheduled starter for that one on a Tuesday night. It was Kevin Abel who started for Daytona on Tuesday night. His first game off the IL. Would not be shocked to see Kevin get the start in the opening game on Tuesday as well, but nothing official yet. Stay tuned to the Tortugas website and social media channels. We'll have the rotation for you as soon as it is finalized. That'll do it for us here tonight as Daytona takes the final game of the series. They earn a series split, a 7-4 winner over Lakeland for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski. My good buddy, Carrie Wohl, getting a chance to visit me here in the booth for the first time after all these years. Been friends for 19 years. So awesome to get a chance to share something like that with a longtime friend. But I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach as the Tortugas win it tonight by a final of 7-4. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday night. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night. So long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.